was quite a week in the world of automobiles this week, folks. Hello and welcome. By the way, I'm Ron Ananey, the Car Doctor. Volkswagen was caught up in a scandal. Unless you were living under a rock or visiting the Pope in New York City, which you might have been, you'd have to hear about this. It was it's quite a bit in the news. Just out of the Detroit Bureau, the DetroitBureau.com, our good friend Paul Eisenstein, he wrote, German authorities now say 2.8 million Volkswagen diesel vehicles sold in that country are affected by the maker's rigging of emission tests. But VW may not be the only maker implicated. I know this guy on radio who said when he first heard about this, it was the tip of the iceberg. Back to Paul. The suspect turbo diesel engine used by Volkswagen apparently also was sold to several other manufacturers, including Chrysler and Mitsubishi, for use in some of the European models. Wow. And that's the only word that comes to my mind, because I think Volkswagen is in a world of trouble, and so are a lot of other vehicle manufacturers. Here to help us sort out with the facts, our friend Paul Eisenstein at the Detroit Bureau, the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, welcome back to the Car Doctor, sir.
Good to be with you. And your reference to the Pope may be appropriate, because I think VW doesn't have a prayer without some divine intervention.
Yeah, absolutely. They are in a world of trouble. You know, on Tuesday, correct me if I'm wrong, their stock fell 22%, I think was the number.
And I think at the moment they're down about 38%.
Wow.
The scandal was first set into motion a week and a half ago, when the EPA announced that there were 482,000 vehicles here in just the United States likely affected by this problem. We're going to see a big recall here. We may see even bigger recalls in Europe. You recall, not only is VW one of the largest makers in the world, and certainly in Europe with its various brands, but that diesels also happen to be the dominant form of powertrain in Europe. So this is going to be big over there if it proves that they were cheating there as well. And it now is starting to look that way.
Well, and Paul, I think that the biggest damage will be to the image of diesel engines, unfortunately. People will look at this as, and just when diesels were starting to come out of the closet, so to speak, and around away from, you know, big old dirty, smoky, noisy, they were getting very high tech. They were very clean. They were very efficient. And then this just sort of tarnished their image. And, here we go again, and it's going to take a long time for the public to forget. What do you think the public's reaction is going to be to this, Paul? Have you seen any indicators yet?
Well, we're already hearing some things, that sales at VW stores in general, I'm told, have really collapsed. I think they've lost so much trust that it's going to really hurt them in general. And then when you add up the fact that they have already taken their diesels, the four-cylinder version anyway, off the market. They've essentially said for the time being they have no interest, no ability to sell them, because those vehicles can't be quickly fixed. As a matter of fact, I don't know if VW knows at all. But the real question is what will happen long-term to the diesel market in general. And that's unclear, but it looks like it could take a big hit. Mike Jackson, who runs AutoNation, you know, the largest auto dealer chain in the country, said this is a real black eye.
And where do you think this leaves the manufacturers that are using the Volkswagen engine in their cars, like Chrysler, for example?
Well, that's an interesting question. Now, there aren't a huge number of them, but it turns out that some manufacturers were buying these diesels from VW for use overseas, particularly in Europe. Chrysler was using them apparently through its bankruptcy, which, as you may recall, ran through 2009. And right now it's unclear, not only did they use the engines, but did they also use the suspect technology, the engine control technology that had this so-called defeat device, basically a bunch of software code embedded in it. We don't know that yet, but we can suspect that some of the VW products, or some of the VW engines used in Chrysler products, will come under investigation.
Paul, you're closer to this than I. Your gut call, just an opinion. Do you think when Volkswagen did this, they knew the mistake they were making, or was this just an honest mistake?
It was not an honest mistake. No, there's no question that they knew what they were doing, and they intentionally looked to game the system. This isn't like some sort of code that just accidentally just happens under certain conditions to make the emission system work correctly, and all the rest of the time it just happens to not work right. No, this was and it was not only intentional, but it wasn't the case of a few bad apples. Again, back to Mike Jackson over at AutoNation, who has worked inside automakers. Remember, he ran Mercedes here in North America for a while, and he was very active in the Mercedes network globally. So he knows what goes on in these companies. And as Mike said, this was a systemic problem, clearly a problem that led, if it didn't lead all the way to former CEO Winterkorn, it came awfully close.
A couple of years ago, I'll go back, I think it was about 4.5 years ago, you and I first spoke, and the article we were talking about at the time was Volkswagen's quest to become the number one auto manufacturer in the world. I never forgot this. And you said to me, Ron, they're going to have a rough road because somewhere along the way, there's a bump in the road. And I don't think you were referring to this because I don't think you had any inkling that this was going to be it, but this is about as big a bump in the road as you can get, isn't it?
This is sort of like a 60-foot pothole.
Right.
That can swallow up just about anything that manufacturer produces, even its heavy-duty trucks. That's, I forgot about that comment, but you're right. This is a company that may totally be derailed by this. Look at just the potential cost that they're going to face.
Can we even measure that yet? I mean, do we have a way to, you know, I mean, we can probably measure it to the company, but then to the individual dealers, to the techs they might have to lay off, to the people, to the guy at the sandwich shop that doesn't have the dealership to sell lunch to anymore, to the Snap-on truck driver, to the...
That's an interesting point. Now, we'll skip the add-ons for a moment. We'll get back to that. But if you look at what VW's done, they have 482,000 vehicles that violated the Clean Air Act intentionally. This is one thing when you screw up and you make a mistake. This was an intentional dodge, and they tried to deny it almost to the very last second when the EPA announced that they had this problem on the 18th of this month. So they could be subject to $37,500 per vehicle sold. To save you the math, that's about $18 billion.
Wow.
Okay, now let's add the fact that as far as I know, there are already at least 4 class action suits on behalf of consumers. They may sue for any number of reasons, including the lost value of these vehicles, which certainly would go on the market, and we need to talk about this, what do consumers do, but will go on the market if you were selling them now for less than what they would have gotten 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Then we have the Justice Department, which is launching a criminal investigation. Do I expect them to come back with fines? Absolutely.
Oh, sure. Anywhere we can make money. And stand up and bang the drum about, look at all the good we're doing. Hey, Paul, I'll tell you what, let me pull over and take a pause. I don't want to let this go. It's too good. You stay right where you are. I'm Ron Anini and the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this.